nasty regulation will always trump climate policy. But it's just a process of cleaning up that particular process that we're doing. So, for example, currently we are finalizing our job evaluation policy, which brings it clearly in line. So, for example, references to the old regulations are clearing up operational methods around panels and stuff like that, for example. We're also going through a new recruitment selection policy to also make sure that it's more in line with the new regulations. So, those are the types of methods that we are doing.
One of the fundamental functions is just giving an indication as to only a few of the Barrett survey outcomes, four critical outcomes. What are these outcomes? Three or two or three would most suffice.
Jefferson,
may I first ask one question? What is meant by that? I don't know what that survey is in the first instance and what outcome is today.
Thank you, Chair. If the committee would allow me, this is one of those matters which I'd like to actually come and make a presentation to the committee on what is the better survey, what we found, because the survey is done every second year. It actually measures the entropy level, what is the peak of energy within the different departments. It's good for all 13 departments, including also for the Department of the Premier, and it measures your entropy level and then what identifies what are the values that people feel are not being given pressure to, and which are the ones that they agree, you know, what personal values they see coming through in the workplace. But say, if the committee would allow that to give you a specific briefing on the status of the outcome. This is the most cost-effective way for us
provide these services to the public, because they're able to use overall that infrastructure that is really improved.
I'm just thinking, in every area, if I want to think as well, in every area, I think, where government has allowed a classic school like Paper High that is supposed to be having something like that to be
services.
Christian year is by how much?
Thank you.
CFO indicating that there are some other donor funds currently in the visa programs, and maybe I'm not understanding correctly. So you're just saying that if there is, it would be declared in an adjustment and under a particular program.
This heading is specifically there for in the event that you have donor funding, which by agreement with the, let's say, international donor, must be excluded from your books. So it's not to be put into this house. We're saying all our donor funding, since we have, we don't have it at the moment, we will include in our book and we will be transparent about it. That's what we're saying. There's nothing elsewhere at the moment that we're aware of. So the answer is no. They are areas that expectation of international education. Then we with priority programs, coordination, that's what the directorate is. Since the event, since the what we would call human rights programs, and the number of other programs, including the support to the community engagement, mediation during conflicts between locals and foreign nationals. Then we have provincial policy and strategy, which is also in a way clear, where you deal with policy development. That is where also where some of the questions that were like a PSP is sitting. So those are really the functions that are in compared to which other program two, which is really in French, as you already said, that was set by Dr. Blatt. You made reference to some of the programs, apprentices, as well as the premier's paid programs. So they did not necessarily speak to the English book.
Thank you.
agreed on a provincial risk register. One of the current risks on that register is drought roaming. Of course, which includes the water area. However, that risk was identified about 2 years ago now. And so the mitigation, the action plan for drought broadly is located with a particular area of department, and that is linked to the PSG structure. So that was managed to be chosen by functional responsibility. As it relates to the specific matter, the risk related and the associated risks with the current water crisis, I think the Premier explained that the risk identification, the risk mentioned and so forth, is dealt with probably outside of the very focus here of any responsibility, but that risk identification, that risk articulation will come through the provincial disaster management into the structure at the provincial level to manage and coordinate the interventions for the water crisis. And so policy strategies have a fairly dynamic role, but required to provide quality strategic advice to come from that angle, but that's not that much of a bad direct role in the world today.
Is 250 megabytes as an allocated per month.
to the academic centre at the moment, and this is why we're looking at revising the data packages in the extended trial that we plan on doing. But it's always on the
question. I'm not sure if it was the Premier or one of the MECs that they definitely announced that there would be one of these Wi-Fi hotspots in every ward in the Western Cape. Are there 420 in my constituency? I'm not aware of which is the headquarters. I'm not aware of one ward of the 9 wards there that there is a Wi-Fi hotspot. So could you just give us a sense as to what is the rollout plan for when each ward will have such a hotspot? And in particular, I'm not sure if you have that information. Subject, but I'm particularly interested in HESOPA when any of those wards will actually come in line for one of these hotspots.
Can I just provide for the public? The original, call it a broad channel broadband model, which included the infrastructure that was taken from the property and the ancillary secondary economic community bill. Was the responsibility of the act. It could be original broadband rollout model. Subsequent to that, and through the Cabinet Commission, last year, a decision was made that the Department of the Premier would then take the provision of public Wi-Fi further to that, than the unlimited heritage was provided for under the leadership and responsibility of the act. That DDAC responsibility provided, for example, the 250 megabits. The when he spoke about it, when we do refer to the 1,600, that is then the new model that we are currently preparing for our loss. Now, in that we will continue and have certainly our right to honor the announcement that you referred to, that there will be a new Wi-Fi hotspot forward, and that is currently being planned in terms of earlier sequencing our way of it up, but also to overcome the specific challenge of that there may be isolated wards, not a single government site, so to speak. Government site is a catalyst, infrastructure catalyst, for us to be able to provide a point of access. That's just to facilitate the most economic deployment of our Wi-Fi hotspot. And we may have one or two of our wards. However, we are engaging with the service provider and others to find an alternative way to still honor the one hotspot forward. That's just generally how things have changed. And so it's 158 modules. Now with the new arrangement, the new model, also broadened it from the original 384 per award to now 1,000.
Chair, with the Commission, I think just to respond to you, I think it's one thing to be easier if we give you a list of the 178 in the first instance, so that you can just get a sense of the geographic spread. But it's a little early to give you the project roadmap due to the 1,600. We are in the process currently of procuring the service, and based on the criteria that we identified, in the short term, we probably want to prioritize iTracker sites where most community members need access and put the desire for density for people to visit. So for that criteria, we still see working on. And he has always been more than happy to still with the 50 perhaps on the revised final. Because what Emma's pointing out are quite fundamental changes, so we're really trying to provide a more corporate grade public Wi-Fi service. So the current service level agreement only requires the site to be about 15 cents at a time. What Evan is trying to negotiate is that site being available 95 cents at a time. So it's a fundamentally different model. And if I can perhaps just propose to you that it's in fact difficult for Evan to respond to himself because we asked him the process of before and we could then subsequently need to go to the contract negotiating. But as always, the time resource on the added service offering to 1.4 cents at a time. So we are going to have to, I suppose, just balance
So the department isn't in a position yet to say that by the end of this financial year, at least each ward will have at least one hospital. Is that a commitment that cannot be made at this stage?
We left out of the broader project. I think we were overly optimistic and we wanted to do the impossible in an incredibly difficult contract. We'd much rather, I think, go through the contract negotiating and negotiation. And once we've got clarity, then we can get the project done. So I think it's a good function so that we can be able to
we don't pay the division to the CETA, so that is the PCETA. That is not a key to the payment that we need to make. Some departments do, some department of premium doesn't pay that to the levy. So what you see here is what in terms of the report of how many people were passing training and going through what we intend to do the training. The training that we provide would be transversal training courses, obviously, that we have at Cromery, but there will also be specific training and workshops that staff members attend, which are provided by specific service providers, or going to conference, etc. So this is not specifically only training provided by Cromery only. And then also you'll see that we also then deal with bursaries as well. So for the whole basket of the staff development and the information and training. On the advertising, on page 45, I see there is a 763, 768, and not true. A lot of money for both advertising and communication, which is probably more than 40 million.
Thank you.
concerned, Jay, on how those figures reflected, it implies that the entire budget of the premium is being spent in Cape Town Metro and Stellenbosch and Congrès. But if you look at the prison service, we just had a discussion about sure that those are happening in all parts of the province. I'm really not sure how useful. I'm just raising whether the crop, I mean, the manager like this, the table like this, is useful in any way. In fact, it creates quite a wrong impression.
Thank you.